years ago, I visited Vienna. It was winter and very cold, but with great determination, I joined the long queue outside the famous Hotel Sacher in order to eat a slice of their famous Sachertorte. When I eventually got inside, I was ushered into a cozy jewel box of a room full of paintings, and there I ate my Sachertorte in a state of complete bliss. Little did I realize at the time that I was in the location where Vivaldi died, alone and impoverished in 1741, at the age of 63. He died in the rooms that he was renting from the widow of a Viennese saddle maker, a house that no longer exists, but is where the Hotel Sacher now stands. Vivaldi had gone to Vienna the year before, hoping to have his opera staged and perhaps to find patronage from Emperor Charles VI. But luck was not on his side, for the emperor died in October of 1740 after eating poisonous mushrooms, and the theatres were closed as Vienna went into mourning. Vivaldi stayed on, however, and 1 year later he died, a pauper. The cause of his death was described rather vaguely as internal inflammation. Like Mozart, the exact location of his grave is unknown, but details of his funeral service are in the archives of St. Stephen's Cathedral, Vienna. For years, a myth has existed that Haydn was one of the 6 choir boys who sang at the funeral. But a corrected translation of the funeral records show that there were no choir boys at the funeral. In fact, there was no music other than the peal of bells. In the house where he was staying, Vivaldi left an extraordinary collection of 450 of his scores. These included 300 concertos, 20 operas, and much sacred works, and some sacred compositions. These were bequeathed to his brother, a barber and wig maker back in Venice, and they went through various hands until in 1930 they were bought by the National Library in Turin. In the year 2000, the Italian musicologist Alberto Basso and the independent label Naive Records got together to start one of the most ambitious recording ventures of the century, the Vivaldi Edition, aiming to record the entire Vivaldi collection. The project is ongoing, and so far some 60 albums have been released. From the Vivaldi Edition, here's the impressive first movement from the Violin Concerto in G Minor, RV330, a concerto which Vivaldi wrote when visiting Prague. It is played by Fabio Biondi and Europa Galante. was Violin Concerto in G Minor by Vivaldi, the Allegro non molto, played by Fabio Biondi, and Europa Galante. There are podcasts of these Baroque bonbons to be found on the FMR website. FMR.